December 6th. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 1. We'll go through chapter 5, verse 15. We'll be reading about ignorance. What you don't know can hurt you. The priests and prophets did not teach the word or help the people know God. The religious services were popular, but the people were being destroyed for lack of true spiritual knowledge and nurturing. It was only a religious routine. And we'll read about idolatry. The key word here is harlotry, which is what idolatry really is. Like Hosea's wife Gomer, Israel had forsaken the true God and gone after idols. And what is God's response? Let him alone. We'll also read about indignation. Any faithful husband would be indignant if his wife defiled herself by unfaithfulness. Instead of pursuing Israel, God withdrew himself and his blessings and let them reap what they had sown. But his judgment was at work. The water was gathering behind the dam. The moth was silently destroying the fabric of society. The rottenness in the bones would lead to death. Then the Assyrian lion would spring and the nation would be conquered. See, God withdraws so that we may realize what we are missing and want him to come back to us again. Well, there's no reason to stumble or to be stubborn when God will welcome us if we sincerely seek him. And with that, let's begin today's reading now in the Old Testament. December 6th, Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, through chapter 5, verse 15. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has filed a lawsuit against you, saying, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You curse and lie and kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere, with one murder after another. That is why your land is not producing. It is filled with sadness, and all living things are becoming sick and dying. Even the animals, birds, and fish have begun to disappear. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. Look, you priests, my complaint is with you. As a sentence for your crimes, you will stumble in broad daylight, just as you might at night. And so will your false prophets, and I will destroy your mother Israel. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. It is all your fault, you priests, for you yourselves refuse to know me. Now I refuse to recognize you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. The more priests there are, the more they sin against me. They have exchanged the glory of God for the disgrace of idols. The priests get fed when the people sin and bring their sin offerings to them. So the priests are glad when the people sin. Like priests, like people. Since the priests are wicked, the people are wicked too. So now I will punish both priests and people for all their wicked deeds. They will eat and still be hungry. Though they do a big business as prostitutes, they will have no children, for they have deserted the Lord to worship other gods. Alcohol and prostitution have robbed my people of their brains. They are asking a piece of wood to tell them what to do. They think a stick can tell them the future. Longing after idols has made them foolish. They have played the prostitute, serving other gods and deserting their God. They offer sacrifices to idols on the tops of mountains. They go up into the hills to burn incense in the pleasant shade of oaks, poplars, and other trees. That is why your daughters turn to prostitution, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Why should I punish them? For you men are doing the same thing, sinning with whores and shrine prostitutes. O foolish people, you will be destroyed, for you refuse to understand. Though Israel is a prostitute, may Judah avoid such guilt. O Judah, do not join with those who worship me insincerely at Gilgal and at Beth-Aven. Their worship is mere pretense, as they take oaths in the Lord's name. Israel is as stubborn as a heifer, so the Lord will put her out to pasture. She will stand alone and unprotected, like a helpless lamb in an open field. Leave her alone because she is married to idolatry. The men of Israel finish up their drinking bouts, and off they go to find some prostitutes. Their love for shame is greater than their love for honor. So a mighty wind will sweep them away. They will die in shame because they offer sacrifices to idols. Hear this, you priests, and all of Israel's leaders. Listen, all you men of the royal family. These words of judgment are for you. You are doomed, for you have led the people into a snare by worshiping the idols at Mizpah and Tabor. You have dug a deep pit to trap them at Acacia. But never forget, I will settle with all of you for what you have done. I know what you are like, O Israel. You have left me as a prostitute leaves her husband. You are utterly defiled. Your deeds won't let you return to your God. You are a prostitute through and through, and you cannot know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel testifies against her. She will stumble under her load of guilt. Judah, too, will fall with her. Then, at last, they will come with their flocks and herds to offer sacrifices to the Lord. But it will be too late. They will not find him, because he has withdrawn from them, and they are now alone. For they have betrayed the honor of the Lord, bearing children that aren't his. Now their false religion will devour them, along with their wealth. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah. Sound the alarm in Ramah. Raise the battle cry in Beth-Aven. Lead on into battle, O warriors of Benjamin. One thing is certain, Israel. When your day of punishment comes, you will become a heap of rubble. The leaders of Judah have become as bad as thieves. So I'll pour my anger down on them like a waterfall. The people of Israel will be crushed and broken by my judgment because they are determined to worship idols. I will destroy Israel as a moth consumes wool. I will sap Judah's strength as dry rot weakens wood. When Israel and Judah saw how sick they were, Israel turned to Assyria, to the great king there, but he could neither help nor cure them. I will tear at Israel and Judah as a lion rips apart its prey. I will carry them off, and there will be no one left to rescue them. Then I will return to my place until they admit their guilt and look to me for help. For as soon as trouble comes, they will search for me. December 6th. And now, as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative will come from the book of 2 John, verses 1 through 13. John wrote this letter to an anonymous Christian woman whose home was open for God's people to meet for fellowship and worship. The emphasis is on truth and love, and John points out three dangers believers must avoid. Number one danger, knowing the truth but not practicing it. We must walk in truth and walk according to His commandments. The Word of God is meant for doing and not just knowing. If we say, it says, but do not obey, well, we're hypocrites. Second danger, practicing truth but not defending it. See, the enemy is busy. and we must oppose him. Love must be balanced by truth, or you'll start supporting lies in the name of love. It is easy to lose what you've gained by making friends with the wrong people. And then the third danger, going beyond the truth. The word transgress means to go beyond. That's exactly what it means. Transgress means to go beyond. When you go beyond God's word, you're going too far. It is not progress, but regress. Beware anybody who has something to add to your Bible. It was Phillips Brooks who wrote, "Truth is always strong, no matter how weak it looks. And falsehood is always weak, no matter how strong it looks." And now let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. December 6th, 2 John verses 1 through 13. This letter is from John the Elder. It is written to the chosen lady and to her children, whom I love in the truth, as does everyone else who knows God's truth, the truth that lives in us and will be in our hearts forever. May grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God our Father and from Jesus Christ his Son, be with us who live in truth and love. How happy I was to meet some of your children and find them living in the truth, just as we have been commanded by the Father. And now I want to urge you, dear lady, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and he has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. They do not believe that Jesus Christ came to earth in a real body. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch out, so that you do not lose the prize for which we have been working so hard. Be diligent, so that you will receive your full reward. For if you wander beyond the teaching of Christ, you will not have fellowship with God. But if you continue in the teaching of Christ, you will have fellowship with both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite him into your house or encourage him in any way. Anyone who encourages him becomes a partner in his evil work. Well, I have much more to say to you, but I don't want to say it in a letter, for I hope to visit you soon and to talk with you face to face. Then our joy will be complete. Greetings from the children of your sister, chosen by God. Psalm 125, verses 1 through 5. Trusting the Lord means security and stability. Built on Mount Zion and surrounded by the mountains, Jerusalem was an impregnable fortress. The pilgrims felt safe when they arrived there after their dangerous journey. As a citizen of the heavenly Zion, you are safe in the Lord's care. Trusting the Lord also means sovereignty, bowing down to the God who holds the righteous scepter. Wickedness in our world is a temptation even to the righteous, so keep submitted to him. And finally, we'll read about sanctity as a third result of trusting the Lord. When you walk by faith, you avoid the dangerous detours that lead you away from the path of righteousness. God has made you safe that you might be submitted, and your submission should lead to separated living, because faith without works is dead. Psalm 125, verses 1 through 5, a song for the ascent to Jerusalem. Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people, both now and forever. The wicked will not rule the godly, for then the godly might be forced to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. But banish those who turn to crooked ways, O Lord. Take them away with those who do evil, and let Israel have quietness and peace. Proverbs chapter 29, verses 9 through 11. If a wise person takes a fool to court, there will be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. The bloodthirsty hate the honest, but the upright seek out the honest. A fool gives full vent to anger, but a wise person quietly holds it back.